Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative with the National Cotton Council, provides an update on the 2023 Farm Bill. National Cotton Council Chairman Sean Holliday of Texas testified during a House Agriculture Subcommittee hearing last week on top issues being requested from U.S. cotton growers.
Council Chairman Sean Holliday testified before the House Agriculture Committee's General Farm Commodities Risk Management and Credit Subcommittee, which is chaired by Austin Scott of Georgia, which is a very large cotton producing district. And the ranking member on that subcommittee is Congresswoman Chantel Brown of Ohio, who has a textile facility in her district. They're really seeking to get input from producers about what's working well and what the various industries' priorities are. During his testimony, Chairman Holliday emphasized that the general structure of the 2018 Farm Bill has really benefited the cotton industry, but additional funding and other reforms and modernizations are needed to address challenges both on the farm and throughout the supply chain. Chairman Holliday noted several recommendations of the industry, including increasing the seed cotton reference price, restoring to 4 cents the economic adjustment assistance for textile mills, and increasing the rate of the marketing loan program. Along with the marketing loan program, there are several updates and ways that the industry is proposing to modernize that program and the repayment provisions. He also noted the industry's continued support for the market access program and the foreign market development program and the need for reinvestment there. And finally, he noted adjustments to the Pima loan program and some improvements that can be made there for producers.